TFC's going back to the MLS Cup. I'll ask you this. We know this team has Victor Vasquez. It didn't have Victor Vasquez last year. Alex Bono is in goal. And he's been in goal for most of the season and played well. It's been kind of an emerging season for him. How different, how better is this team, this TFC team, compared to last year's finalists?
Well, listen, they've got a fantastic squad. Last year, they had a great team. And this year, they've added a few more players to make it even better. They are where they are because they deserve to be there. And like I heard you saying there, that Seattle will be going to the final. Absolutely. There's no chance Houston's going to go to Seattle and beat them 3-0. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a great final, but it'd be a good one as well because TFC is going to have it in the back of the mind that they got robbed last year by Seattle. So they'll be hungry to get back at them. And with the squad that they have and the players that they've added, I can't see them losing this year.
You know, I've covered sports since 1979, and I've been in a lot of clubhouses and locker rooms and dressing rooms that have been devastated. I was in the Columbus room last night doing a piece for Sportsnet. I was in there for about an hour. And, Jim, when we left, and this is an hour after talking to the coach and after talking to players, there were at least two guys who hadn't taken their kit off. I mean, they were literally just sitting, not even in their locker. They were sitting in front of their locker. And I've seen a lot of teams that have been devastated. And I got the sense, Jim, and you would be a better judge of this than me because you've been out there, but I've got a sense that deep down Columbus figured, they pretty much played what was for them the perfect game against a team with more talent, a team like Toronto FC. They just didn't capitalize on their one or two very good chances. I mean, they figured it out.
You can't take anything away from Columbus. I thought they were peaking at the right time. The teams that they knocked out Atlanta, then beat up New York, and then came to Toronto. So they had some momentum. They were, tactically, they got it right. They got a fantastic coach as well. Mm-hmm. And they stuck to their game plan, played well. Of course, they felt they deserved to win or deserved to get to that final. They probably thought it was their year, but it just wasn't good enough in the end. So, of course, disappointment was there because it came so close. And you could see the frustration. Absolutely. What a great run they had. So you can't take anything away from them because they're a fantastic side, and a good footballing team. But TFC on the night were better. It's over mm-hmm. two games, and they won fair and square.
I'm sure you've seen performances like Jozy Altidore's before because you've played a lot of soccer. You've seen a lot of soccer, and guys, you know, there are people, I'm sure, who are tuning into that game and are going to be, well, I couldn't believe that a soccer player did that, which is absolute nonsense. If anybody's ever watched soccer, the amount of running guys do on bum ankles or bum knees is just remarkable, the amount of ground they cover. But that goal, for Altidore to score it the way he did with that type of an injury, that really is mind over matter, isn't it? Because he could barely move.
You know what? I mean, look, with Jose, he's a big man. He's a big, big unit. But with what's at stake, there was nothing that was going to take him off that field. He wasn't going to give up that, that's for sure. And I think, you know, to go back to what you were saying, mm-hmm. you know, about soccer, you know, with this country, they've never had professionals. So when they go to soccer games, they go watch a U5 or U10. Finally, professional soccer is here. It's a contact sport around the world. And people don't realize the athleticism with the players, how big they are. There's no padding. Guys going up for headers, elbows, and there's a lot of contact in this game. And Josie, you could see what happened to his ankle in the end, and he fought on. They taped it. Out he goes and scores a game winner to take the team to the final. But this just goes to show the character that he has and what was at stake. You know, he stepped up to the plate. That's his job as a striker, just to score these goals in the big games, and he done it. So fair play to him.
Yeah, no, he absolutely came through when they needed him. You know, it's funny, at the start of the match, you kind of got the impression, I think, that it was going to be one of those matches, given how Columbus was approaching it and given how tactically sound they were. You almost got the sense, Jim, that it was going to be one of those matches where Vasquez, Javenko and Altidore were probably going to have at most one or two really good chances, and it was going to be up to them to convert. And I think that might have been that play, that that interchange between Vasquez and Altidore. That may have been one of like two times where those three guys touched the ball in the same series or the same sequence of plays anywhere near the Columbus goal, and they made it count. Sometimes you know as a player, don't you, that you're going to have to be patient at times.
Well, you do. The thing is, you know, it's everybody knows what's at stake, and you don't want to be the team that makes a mistake first and gets punished. So it's everything's calculated. But you look, there's a reason why you pay the top players the money that they get, is because they're game changers. They can make things happen, and you saw it. They had one opportunity, quick plays, little 1-2s. Vasquez with his vision and his touch just lays it off perfectly for Josie to finish. And Josie does what he does best. And that's why you pay these guys, because they're going to win you games. And they proved it last night, and they showed their value.
Is there anything, and I understand Seattle's a different team than Columbus, but is there anything Columbus showed tactically last night against TFC that Seattle may want to copy? You know, it seems simplistic to say it was just a matter of clogging up the middle and giving the sides to TFC, but there were some things I think we saw Columbus do and the way they shifted formation on the fly that created some issues for Toronto. Do you think Seattle may take note of that? Or, Jim, when it comes to the final, is it just, you know, you do what you do and that's it?
Well, the final, I mean, listen, they're going to be watching a lot of game tape. Columbus got their tactics right. They made it difficult for TFC, but you know, Greg Vanney and his staff, they read it. They saw what the opposition was doing, and they changed their tactics to suit them. And it paid off. So it was tactically fantastic move by TFC. But you know, it comes to the final now, and TFC be looking at it thinking, you know what, we're at home. We're not going to change for anybody. They're going to stick to their model, I can see them being on the front foot and really going at Seattle for that game.
You know, it's funny. Greg Vanney was asked last week about the suspension to Altidore and to Giovinco and missing the first leg of the Columbus match, and he kind of laughed a bit and said, "Well, you know, last year we went into the final and Seba was dealing with a hamstring or groin or whatever it was, and he wasn't 100%. He said, you know, maybe the rest will at least have him 100% going into the final. Of course, Josie basically sounded yesterday like a guy who was going to, you know, the only way he wasn't going to play is if the leg was taken off. So I presume he'll be out there. But that's going to make a big difference too, isn't it? Because I think one of the takeaways I had from that final last year, Jim, is we didn't see Seba at 100% at any point in that match, I don't think.
No, listen, I'll be honest with you. When you're playing this game, I don't think even myself I ever played a game where I was 100%. You've always got injuries that you're playing through, all those little niggles. You know, everybody that's going to be in that dressing room will have a little something wrong with them at some point. It's a long season. It's a grueling season. You're coming towards the end now. So that's both teams. Both teams will have quite a few issues, but they both know what's at stake now. It's a final. TFC know what they have to do because, you know, they felt that they've got robbed last time. So it doesn't matter what injuries they have, they'll all be prepared and ready to go. And the emotions and will take over for that game.
What do you think is going to be, I mean, if you were sitting there right now, and again, let's just assume it's Seattle, you're looking at this matchup. What will be the key, do you think, for Toronto early in that match? Like, what will you be looking for early that'll say to you, okay, this is going to go the way I think it's going to go?
I'll be looking to see the tempo that they're going to play. Will they be on the front foot? Are they going to dictate the game? Are they going to look to control it early doors? Or are they going to both teams kind of back off a little bit and wait to see tactically how they each are going to play? I mean, I'd like to see TFC go right at it, right from the get go, and dictate play and put Seattle on the back foot.